Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another TC Talks podcast. This week, as you can see on screen, we have four little windows. There is a new person on the windows, not new to the team, but new to the podcast. So, first of all, guys, how are we all? Are we all well?
Yeah, pretty good. Pretty good. Thank you, Stu. How are you doing, Stu?
I'm all right so far.
So far.
I'm just going to bring down the noise of my pretzel. Balance it out nicely for us.
Gotta have a balanced pretzel.
You do, you've got to, haven't you, really? I find that a balanced pretzel is a happy pretzel. So I'm hoping that the audio for this all works out. I'm using my new Wavelink software for this one, so I'm almost expecting it to crap out at some point. You know when you just kind of know that something's just gonna go wrong.
Yeah,
and but, you know, we live, we learn, we move on, we go, we carry on. But this week, as you may have noticed, there's actually I haven't put it in the title on the old Twitch. So the people watching this live on Twitch, surprise! This week we're going to be talking about the Xbox. Obviously we cover the news and everything first, as standard. But first of all, let's see how our weeks have been going. So seeing as though you are the new kid on the block, insert what you will references regarding Jordan Knight or Donnie Wahlberg into that. I mean, you know, I think we're quite a good we are quite a good boy band, really. You know, we've got the good looking one, we've got the rugged looking one, we've got the obviously effeminate one. And then we've got the one that's obviously gone off the rails somewhat. Which, yeah. So,
and then there's the other three.
Yeah, and then there's the other three. Yeah. So, you know, I think we should set up a boy band. I'm up for that. What do we think? What do we think? Boy band? Are we thinking this?
Yeah, I'll just do this in the background because I can't sing.
Yeah. We can mime though, right?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Of course. Well, that's all boy bands have done, haven't they?
That's true, actually.
We need a band name. About the Pretzel Boys.
The Pretzel Boys. I like it. Yeah, yeah. I'm down with the Pretzel Boys. So Jay, what we usually do here is we get you to tell us what you've been up to this week in terms of game wise. We don't want to know about like work and stuff like that.
Well, I woke up at net.
Yeah. Today
I have. Well, I've been a bit more involved in my VR. I've got the Oculus Rift. So I've been playing quite a bit of Beat Saber recently. I've got it modded through the Oculus Store so I can add my own music. But then also I've been playing a bit of Half-Life Alyx, which some people deem to be 2020's Game of the Year. So I thought, you know, I might check that out.
Wow, 2020's Game of the Year.
That's what some people say. I'm quite early into it, so
obviously,
we're only 6 months into the year as well.
Yeah, and obviously, you know, you shared with us some pictures of your artwork as well.
Beautiful.
which I thought was fantastic. Really, let me, whilst you're finishing up your story, let me see if I can just get the picture of your artwork onto the podcast for the live viewers to see. Because I think this is an image that needs to be seen. You know,
I'm quite proud of this art, to be fair. I've also been playing a bit of Siege, Rainbow Six Siege on PC.
Very nice.
Seems to be my go-to for multiplayer games at the moment. I only ever play quick match. There's been a few changes in there to the map rotation, things like that. So,
I don't know if any of you guys have got the stream up at the same time, but there we are. There is the artwork.
Isn't that lush? It's gone.
I did actually see Electra actually doing a whole class in VR on that game on our board, apparently, like maths equations and stuff.
Yeah. Wow. I drew a willy.
Yeah. Jay drew very anatomically correct as well. Do you know what? I think that's brilliant though for VR, that kind of thing, that interaction there.
It's there's some clever stuff in Alyx, actually. Almost everything in the game you can interact with, which I think is quite unique for a VR game. I think an employee recently, whilst sort of early quarantine time, just added in a load of features as well, just randomly patched in water physics and all sorts, just
because. Wow. Just so because. Yeah.
There's some impressive stuff in there. Yeah. Oh. It's good. Good so far, anyway. Good so far.
Yeah. Anything else you've been playing?
That's about it this week.
Did you not finish The Last of Us this week? Or was that, you know,
last week. The Last of Us week.
The last of us week.
Yeah. Of course, the review for that is up on the Thumb Culture website.
It is indeed.
It's a good game. I awarded it a gold. I enjoyed it. Enjoyed it a lot.
Much to the kind of, not detriment, but much to the disagreement of a lot of the community out there, really.
Yeah, I think it's the most positive. Because obviously, I'm not really kind of aware of the game, but I've only seen negative stuff about the game. So it's actually the most positive thing I've seen about the game so far on the internet. But there is a lot of bitter people online.
I mean, we'll cover more on that in the news, won't we? I think that's one of the news points. I get to,
I think some people they have trouble differentiating the artist and the art sometimes.
I think it's more the fact that there are some people out there that have trouble differentiating real life.
Yeah, and that,
you know,
I was trying to put it nice.
No, don't put it nicely. It's fine. I like the way Dan is just like staring at us. If he notices he's on a fine, like a nice artistic angle, we're all like straight on, and Dan's like got that school pose when you have your photo taken. And they're like, always aim your shoulders towards the door.
I'm leaning on the arm.
Oh, so any minute you're like going to disappear down the off the chair. Yeah. When your $12.99 chair disappears and disintegrates, you know, all the rest of us are on decent chairs, Dan. It sounds like a good week though, Jay, to be fair. Good gaming week, getting the VR out.
Yeah, been good. What about yourself?
Well, we'll come back to me. I'll save the best till last. Mine's always boring. I'm always like, I've just been playing this. Everybody else is usually way more exciting. Dan, tell us how you've been gaming.
I feel like I need a drum roll.
I don't have that sound effect. What sound effects do I have? I'm just trying to see what I've got. I've got a drop the bass sound effect. I've got a dilly dilly. You can have a dilly dilly, or you can have just 1,000 miles.
Anything, just anything.
Just anything. Okay.
Is that a good one? Yeah, good one.
I actually don't even know if that's playing on the stream.
That was just a beat.
Yeah. Well, you can't hear the sound effects because it's not pumped through my microphone, so it's pointless.
No, that's true.
You know?
So basically, I finally got a win on Warzone.
I know, I saw. Finally got a win. Finally.
Yeah, so.
So now you can delete it. You've got that win.
I've got 3 months. So I'll go in the folder of 3 months, and if I don't play it in 3 months, then I can delete it.
This is it. If you don't play it in 3 months.
And then also, I've been playing Not For Broadcast.
Very nice. As well, yeah, you've been playing that for a review, haven't you?
I have, yeah. Mm. So I won't let too much away, but they missed a big trick with that not being on VR.
Oh, really?
A big trick. It would have been amazing on VR with that game.
Because isn't it like you're watching like TV screens?
Yeah, so basically you are a cleaner and the guy don't turn up, so he just leaves you in charge. You've got to like play all the adverts, you've got to bleep people, change all the cameras, make sure you're recording really well, and it's quite funny actually. It's not one of those games that I don't think everyone will like it, but if you just like a bit of fun, you know, it's got quite a lot of crude stuff in there. It's very apt.
Very so, apt.
Quite,
I like it.
Quite political.
The game is quite apt.
But yeah.
Very nice.
That's it for me, really.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we don't have to talk to Stu about what he's been playing this week, do we?
No, exactly.
I mean, this is going to be a really short one. Stu, what have you been playing this week?
Elder Scrolls Online. Got my tank to level 50 or CP 461 now. So we're pretty chuffed with that. So now I have a tank and a healer. So I assist in both ways, up front and right behind.
And that, my friends, is ESO.
You heard it here first. He assists up front and from behind.
That's yep. clipped, isn't it?
Yeah.
I actually received an email from ESO the other day.
Did you?
He said,
please, can you stop your friend? Claim your free pet.
Do you have Twitch Prime?
Yeah, is that why?
Yes, stuff going on there.
Stuff.
Free stuff? You just click it and have it.
Everyone loves free stuff.
Yeah, you can't be
a especially a pet. Free pet. Is it a cat? Is it a dog? Is it a donkey?
The one I had was like a flaming kind of Yorkie dog.
A flaming kind of Yorkie dog. I like it.
Yeah, it's like
a not selling it at all.
I don't know. I think that actually sold it more than the Tangerina nonsense.
Yeah, I want a Yorkie type flaming dog.
Yeah, and he just kind of follows you around when you're doing stuff. It is, you get back and the dog's just sat there watching you, like, oh, come on, mate. Come on.
So it's quite
wagging
needy.
Its tail.
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, naughty. Oh, anyway, Moonwatcher561 has just dropped the follow. Welcome into the TC Talks podcast, where we talk about random shit.
Yes.
And games. Anyways, and games. Steve, and games. Don't forget the games. Some games.
Do we talk about games?
We try to, don't we? We try to.
I think we need to roll back. We need to roll back. We just missed a gag.
Why? Who just took something in their mouth? What?
No, Stu's pet should be called a hot dog.
A what?
This is why we moved on.
Yeah. I wish I had, how about...
Bazinga!
You know, Bazinga. I forget, you can't hear it because it's going through a different... Right, I need to change my Skype microphone quickly because you'd be able to hear these sounds. Right, bear with me a second. This could go all Pete Tong. The stream will still be able to hear me, so I'm just going to tell them what I've been up to. I've been playing a lot of... what's it called? No Man's Sky is what I've been playing. I seem to be quite addicted to No Man's Sky. So that's good. Hopefully you guys in the Skype can hear me now still.
Yeah.
Yep.
It should be even better sound.
I think it's a bit quieter, but yeah, it's a little bit more bassier.
Clearer.
Bazinga!
Hear that?
Nope. Yeah.
Yeah.
That Dan's the sound you want. Dan's the sound.
So we've got some people in the stream. Yeah, but I've both basically played No Man's Sky, really. I'm a bit addicted to No Man's Sky now. So I have literally just been playing that all the time, which isn't a bad thing because it's a good game. They've developed it a lot since...
They've actually got a good grind in it now, haven't they?
Yes. Yeah.
That's another one that's VR, of course, as well.
Oh, the VR on that is phenomenal. I haven't played a massive amount in it, but it's brilliant. If you've got No Man's Sky... and you've got the ability to play it in VR, definitely give it a try. It's crazy. Like, you think it's... You play the game and you think that it's on this massive scale and you're just like this little character and what have you, but then you put it in VR and you're like looking around at the sky and you see all these like planets and stuff like that. It's just phenomenal. Mike, thanks for the follow, buddy. So we've got a few people in the chat right now. We've got Kirito Link Start Gaming. Apparently he's here for the good-looking lad on the bottom left. I mean, oof. That'd be you, Jay.
I know Kirito. Welcome, Kirito. How's it going? Hope you're well.
We've got Moonwatcher561 asking how they can upset the bot. I mean, there are ways that you can upset the bot. I mean, feel free to play with the bot as however you wish. And Dub, how you doing, buddy? Welcome into the TC Talks stream. So what we do here is at Thumb Culture and our streams, we're very interactive. So we do have sound effects that you can trigger. We don't try and let people know them because usually people will start abusing them. But one that we do have is the random sound effect, which didn't want to play. What a deck. Hate this bot sometimes. This bot is an absolute bell end.
The bot is like a cat. It kind of does what it wants.
Yeah, it does. Sometimes it wants to play stuff. Sometimes it doesn't. I mean, soundpad. Maybe, do you know what it probably is? It's probably totally my fault.
Yeah, but let's keep blaming the bot.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. Oh, damn bot.
Come on, bot. Sort yourself out, mate.
But, you know, I mean, obviously, people in the chat, if you can hear this, let me know.
Bazinga!
I heard that.
Bazinga?
Yeah.
Yeah, they should hear that. Right. But yeah, so that's kind of what I've been playing this week, which is good. But I do need to start playing more games. So I'm going to start playing a few more different games, try and get involved in a few different things. And then hopefully that should mean that, you know, my gameplay and my gaming kind of sort of starts getting a bit more variety. Because I tend to find that when it comes to this point in the chat, I'm like, yeah, I've just been playing this. You know, not like cool stories like you, Jay, where you're like, yeah, this week I've been playing VR and drawing cocks and balls and, you know, and on all this. I'm like, I've just been playing No Man's Sky. That's it.
Yeah,
that's,
can you draw a cock and balls in No Man's Sky?
You can't, no. But you can sculpt the surroundings into a cock and balls. Maybe that's what I need to do.
Yeah.
Cock and balls with you.
Live your dream.
After the podcast is finished, go for it.
Yeah, just mold a cock and balls.
Yeah, on the game. Not obviously. The kitchen.
The kitchen can be practiced.
At least he comes down in the morning and is like, Stu?
Do you want to tell me something? I just have Ghost, the scene from Ghost, won't I? In my head. Like, oh, my love.
Just by yourself. Like,
yeah, just by myself, yeah. Right, I'm going to try this now for the chat, and I do apologise if this goes quite loud. But I need to check to see if these sound effects are working. Ha 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 ha. Yeah, they're working. I saw my monitor go. So, which means that hopefully that one works as well.
Does it?
Yeah, it did. You won't hear it though because you suddenly only output via the stream.
Joe.
Your fault. We had a bazinga earlier.
Yeah, that one. Yeah, sorry about your ears there. I've just lowered the volume. The bazinga is from my meme sounds, which come through my microphone.
Got you.
You see? And I can also do like things like this for like Dan's beard. Just saying. Anyway. Do you like that one?
That was good, Dan.
Dan didn't. Dan's
just
like...
Because he was actually just doing...
Oh, Bile Dub unfriended you. Oh, right. Anyway, let's move swiftly on to the news. Stu, what has been happening in the land of the gamings this year?
Week-wise? There was a rare McDonald's Nintendo DSi that went on auction this week.
I find this brilliant.
Yeah, it's... I didn't even... No, I don't think anybody was aware until it went on auction that these things existed, to be honest. But back in 2010, Nintendo teamed with McDonald's in Japan to have training courses on a Nintendo DSi. And it's actually software actually designed on them with touchscreen how to bake, how to like do all the McDonald's, how to prepare the food. It's genius.
That is quite funny.
But it went for $3,200.
Was that it?
That way, yeah. I mean, it's quite good. I mean, quite a lot for a DSi.
Did it come with a free toy?
I don't think it did.
Maybe it came with a free game.
Yeah, with the training thing. Mm. But I thought that was quite random this week.
That is a bit, like, ridiculous.
Well, Greg's needs up the game, don't they?
I know. What, are they going to do, like a PS Vita or something? Or a...
Yeah.
Fair. I think I've got a Game Boy Classic, like one of the mini ones in my drawer here, and it's blue as well. I might just etch Greg's into the back of it and say that it's a.
I've got a laser.
I'm sure I'll send you a sticker.
Yeah, exactly. Get Greg's sticker. I mean, I spend enough in there.
Next news, it's an interesting one.
Yeah.
Mainly for us PC people. Using VPNs to go elsewhere to go and buy games were a lot cheaper. I mean, I might have done it to like official sites, you know? No problem. It's there. What Horizon Dawn are doing are actually upping price in these countries such as Russia, Ukraine is another one as well, Argentina. So these countries now are like, thanks, you've given us like crazy hiking prices, which is a lot less than what we can afford. And yeah, that's how they're getting around VPNs.
Wow. That's one way to do it.
It's Stu's fault.
Yeah, so, it's all your fault. So
blame me, basically.
Yeah.
getting stupid. So I thought that was quite interesting, a different tactic on how to kind of tackle the prices, a way to get around it. But we'll see how long that lasts. We'll see. The next bit of news. The game I'm looking forward to is Star Wars Squadrons.
Is that like Star Trek?
Yes.
Yeah, it's Space Wars.
Space
Wars.
Oh, yeah.
With Dan.
Apparently, there's going to be a quote-unquote hardcore mode that basically turns the game into a flight sim.
Right.
Okay, you get your sabers out.
So that's, that is going to be basically for the people with the VR and the HOTA setups. Wanting full-on experience in an X-Wing. Yeah, oh, there we go.
Anyway, that's a bit of a nice bit of an aside there.
So I thought that was kind of interesting. They are kind of going for it with the Squadrons game.
Yeah, it seems that like it's come out of nowhere, but they're making the most of it.
Yeah, it's a bit... I like it. I think that's why I'm like getting well into it. It's just out of nowhere, but it seems to be a lot going for it. But
well, you've pre-ordered it, haven't you?
I pre-ordered it, yeah.
Which is like, you know,
which is
the thing is though, Stu. Right, you've pre-ordered it, but you can't play it for 3 months. Does that mean you're going to delete it straight away?
Yes, yeah, it's only pre-deleted before I play it.
Ah, pre-deleted, pre-deleted. I like it.
Yeah, pre-deleted.
In fairness, I am probably going to pre-order it when I get paid next.
I only picked up. It was on CD Keys for $24.99. It's gone up to $27 already. So,
yeah,
I thought getting it.
If you're ordering anything off CD Keys, come find us. Come find us. Get our affiliate link.
Yeah.
Buy stuff. Buy stuff.
Kick back.
In fairness, I could just put a CD Keys link underneath the panels down below, but I'm not that organized.
Yeah, we should just. But actually, I got a little bit more news as well. To be fair, this is something actually Jay brought up earlier, which I was not aware of somehow. Warner Brothers are up for sale. That's
they are. WB
Interactive, I should say, not Warner Brothers. In the article I was reading, EA and Activision were looking at it. But, Jay, you were saying something Microsoft were getting in there.
Yeah, Microsoft and I think it was Take-Two or 2K, one of those two
yes.
were up for
it
as well.
I can see Take-Two. Yeah, I can see them as well.
Yeah, apparently some of the IPs follow it. So Mortal Kombat, for example, is bundled in there. Yeah. But because it's... Because the more IP licensed stuff like Batman, Lord of the Rings and things are still to be owned by Warner Brothers, they won't follow.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Having said that, like anything, there's all these negotiations that we'll never be party to, and you never know what sort of negotiations might happen, I suppose.
Yeah, I think, do you know what? I think if Microsoft do buy it, I think that'll be a major fail for the gaming industry. Because you think what games Warner Brothers are privy to and things like that. And I think just to have all of those on one system, essentially and PC, I don't know. I think Sony will miss a trick if they don't weigh in and sort of throw the checkbook at them as well.
Yeah, it's an interesting one because... on the one hand, on PlayStation, you've got Street Fighter. On Xbox, you could end up with Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, they don't really compare, though, do they?
That's interesting. No, very different games. And like you say, I get a bit wound up when stuff's exclusive that shouldn't be exclusive. So it would be strange to see that happen.
Definitely.
Having said that, Microsoft are in the position to chuck a load of money at it if they think it's worthwhile.
They've been buying up a load of like small studios, haven't they, recently?
Yeah.
You know, so it wouldn't surprise me. It wouldn't be a pass them.
And even without Batman, Rocksteady is one hell of a purchase. You know,
Rocksteady,
track record. Rocksteady, the Arkham games.
A monolith.
Weren't Rocksteady supposed to be creating a new game? I can't remember what it was based on.
Suicide Squad.
Yeah. Yeah. So they're a big company. They do seem to stick to the same kind of games and what have you. But, that's never a bad thing.
Yeah. No, that's just their thing that they do, that's what they do.
That's what they do.
You get fan base, don't you? And you just keep that fan base happy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So, that's a good bit of news. I think there's one more bit, isn't there? Another bit of news? Any more news for us? More news? News? Got any news?
No, the only one I was going to say was touching back on The Last of Us Part 2. The girl who voices the girl in Last of Us, I don't know her name.
Laura Bailey is the actress.
Yes. Yep. She's been getting death threats this week from her role.
Oh, nonsense.
And she's not the only one. Other voice actors and whatnot also been getting death threats from crazy hardcore.
Ridiculous. Mag Kid, thank you for the follow. Welcome to the TC Talks podcast, where we're talking about gaming news. Currently, we're about to weigh in on our thoughts on the death threats to the Last of Us 2 voice actress, which personally I think is ridiculous. I think that there needs to be a resistance for the Snowflake generation to realize that this is just a video game. People are reading lines from a piece of paper, don't get so butthurt.
Do a job.
I mean, I haven't played the game through. Jay has, so Jay has more of a understanding of the reasons why people are sending these death threats. I have a rough idea because of information that got released before the game was released.
I've got a spoiler as well, which I'm not going to say a word. But I
think that people need to get a grip. Get a grip, people. Yep. You know, at the end of the day, this is a voice actor who, even if they have even if they're mo-capped for facial features as well, it's still just a freaking video game.
The irony is that she's done such a good job of portraying that character that it has incited this hate. So actually, in an indirect way, it's a compliment to how good she is.
It is, yeah. I mean, if they just turned around, it's stupid, you know. And there we go. We've got some comments in the chat as well. Mad Kid has weighed in and said, it's utterly ridiculous. These death threats, no idea on the attachment, as I haven't touched The Last of Us 2, but people need to really distinguish reality from fiction. Exactly.
Yeah,
unfortunately, there's a lot of people out there that put so much emphasis on these video games in their real life. Now, we're all adults. Most of us on this podcast are adults, apart from bottom right, and who's a big man child, who literally is just...
Top right?
No, bottom right. Bottom right, definitely bottom right.
You're getting your bottoms and your tops mixed up again.
I'm definitely not getting my bottoms and my tops mixed up. just why? You know, it's like, I bring it back to the Snowflake generation, you know, and people just complain about anything, you know, and there'll be petitions online and then all sorts. It's just like, I remember if I played through a game and I was like, yeah, that game was a bit shit. I'm like, that's it. That's the extent of my upset.
It's the same as watching a film. Ah, it's a bit shit.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I could turn around and write a petition.
Have you seen this film? I'd be like, yeah, it was alright. Oh, it wasn't very good. Yeah. That's what you were saying.
What's like episode 7 Star Wars? I didn't enjoy it. It's just a rip off of A New Hope. Really, I should have done a petition and got George Lucas to rewrite it. Well,
you could have girl played, was it Rose? She got death threats.
Yeah, she did.
Her character. It's a film. I wasn't going
to
do that.
Wasn't the death threats to do with the fact that obviously she had a thing for Finn, and they wanted Finn and the Rose to get together rather than Finn fancying Rey.
Yeah, it was just
isn't that how ridiculous it is? Awful. It's like, seriously,
it was just ridiculous. Yeah, it's
it's three people that you don't know that don't actually exist. And you're losing your mind over it. And you're like, why?
Point is death threats.
Imagine though, Stu, if they took the tanks out of ESO, right? Imagine for a second, okay?
Okay. All right.
So you've gone to log on to ESO. You've gone tappy, 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 tappy. Put your password in.
Yep.
I imagine it's like a long pass one. Right?
In fact, it's so long,
Exactly. So you've gone click on the mouse.
Yeah.
And your tank character has disappeared, and he's turned into a mage. Right? If that's a class in the game.
World, but I don't want a mage.
You know, he turned into a mage, but not only just a mage, he is a half elf, half orc mage, right?
With a peg leg.
And he doesn't even wear one of those cool capes that mages wear. He like wears like a hoodie. Short sleeved hoodie as well.
It's actually a really short cape that's like a napkin.
Yeah.
No.
It's like a dickie. You know, like Howard on The Big Bang Theory where he wears his dickies.
Yeah.
It's one of them.
Why? Okay.
He is looking uncomfortable, I will say.
But the thing is now, Jay, I'm too far down the rabbit hole to turn back.
Yeah. Oh, go on.
Right. Who would you email to complain? Because no doubt you're going to complain. Let's be honest.
I'm going to complain as soon as I see it.
Yeah.
I'll go to the ESO website.
Wrong. Get over it. Get over it. It's just a game. It's not real.
Well, hey, man. My tanks disappeared. I got some sort of weird thing. Can I get it back?
Yeah. Can I have my tank back?
Can my tank back?
You'll have to wait till Elder Scrolls Online Classic, I'm afraid.
Classic remastered.
I was going to say, at what point do you post it on Reddit?
That point. When they tell me no.
Yeah, when they say no, you're not allowed your stuff, then Stu takes to Reddit.
Yes.
Reddit. You know, or said it, whatever that other one was that we were looking at earlier.
Yeah, I went on it. I was like, wait a minute. Did I just click Reddit? On Reddit?
No, said it.
Even the button is the same, just to log in.
That is funny. You know, but surely Reddit, Reddit is a reading platform. Said it should be like a voice platform. But anyway, that's an aside. Is there any more news? I know Brian posted something in the Discord earlier. And if anybody would like to come and join our Discord, which button is it? It's that one. There we go. There is a link to the Thumb Culture Hangout. Come out, hang out and relax, chill out and find out what crap we're talking about. So this new... the new mini arcade cabinet that Sega have unveiled today. And obviously the buttons, could be like plates. Who said that? Oh, that was you. Yeah.
That was me. Yeah.
Yeah, that was you.
They're not.
I know they're not, but they could be. Sega's 60th anniversary celebrations continue with the announcement of another mini console. Now, I'm not sure how many more mini consoles they are going to feel that they have to do. With the recent announcement of the Game Gear, with four games per Game Gear.
Yeah, I think they're just liking these mini things a little bit too much now.
The thing is, like, the mini consoles, I think, do have a place. They're actually pretty good.
Yeah, the back of the cupboard.
Yeah.
Four games on a little Game Gear thing.
They're one of those things that if you put it flat at the back of the cupboard, your beans don't go right to the back, so you remember what you've bought.
Even though you can elevate the beans.
Oh, elevate them. So you can have like a tiered layer.
Exactly. Tiered beans.
So you can remember that you've got that mushroom soup right at the back.
Yeah.
It's been there since 1997.
You can take out the Freventos pie and replace it with a NES Mini.
Oh, I like it. I might have to do that. I've got a PS1 classic in my drawer next to me. I might have to do that.
I think I've got almost all the mini consoles, because they are cool from a little collectible point of view.
But Jay's building an extension.
Yeah, I think Sega have somewhat missed the point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Aren't they doing a Master System Mini as well, or have they already done one?
They did a Mega Drive.
Yeah, they've done the Mega Drive. They've done the Game Gear one, which I think is an absolute rip-off.
Yeah, well, that Game Gear could be like a keyring. It's so small.
And it only has 4 games, and then you have to buy each colour or something, don't you?
Yeah, there's 4 different colours, and each colour has a different 4 games. So to get all of the 4, 8, 12, 16 games, quick maths. But have you seen
imagine Stu going to the shop and just buying the same colour 4 times? Colour blind.
I'll have 4 Game Gears. They go, which colour? Yes.
Yeah.
But they're releasing, have you seen like the little magnifying glass that they're releasing with the Game Gear Mini? It's like, not being funny, if you're releasing a mini console and you need to release a magnifying glass with it, it's too small.
Yes. Yeah, it's too small. I mean,
but this new one, I mean, don't get me wrong, it looks cool. This new arcade cabinet thing. It does look really cool.
I like the retro aesthetics it's got, but it's just it's tiny, isn't it? I mean, look at the size of it. It's half the size of the PS5, which is pretty good.
That's not hard. I mean, my house is half the size of the PS5.
But yeah, it's just, I don't know.
You know,
it might be cool. It might be cool if you can link two together.
Do you know what I think that Jay should do as a project? You know, Jay's got like this 3D printer that he likes to print stuff out on. I think he should print a life-size PS5 based on the stuff that's out there.
Yeah,
just to show physically how big it is.
Yeah, because the comparison photos, it's amazing.
It makes it look massive.
It does look massive, doesn't it?
I mean, if the Xbox Series X is a fridge, which will bring us quite nicely onto our main subject for the evening. I say main subject, we've got about 20 minutes to talk about it. But if the size comparisons and the Xbox Series X is a fridge, then the PlayStation 5 is like a pylon.
Yeah, or because, a skyscraper.
Or a skyscraper, yeah. It's like the Empire State Building.
It's an odd choice. I mean, they've gone for the classic shape, I think.
Yeah.
Whereas Xbox have realised they probably would have to be massive if they went with the classic shape. So yeah. Xbox went in one direction with the design and Sony went another, which is good. You know, it's good to see differences and variations, but I genuinely have concerns about where I'm going to put it.
Yeah, see, I'm thinking my PS5 is going to replace my PS4, which is behind my 32-inch monitor.
Yeah.
But I also think that the PS5 will start coming out the top of it.
Yeah, so you'll have to get like a 13-inch monitor.
I've got a 32-inch monitor. I've got a 32.
Yeah, so you have to downsize so it all fits on.
Well, no, it'll fit. I don't think it's going to be any deeper than the current PS4.
You got to make your bathroom accessible for my mobility scooter, or else I won't be able to take a shit in your house.
It does need the little stand, and the stand looked surprisingly chunky.
Yeah, but then if you've got something that's like this high off the ground, having like a little centimetre thick stand isn't going to do jack all.
But it's wide, I mean, the stand is
You're wide.
I am
And
wide.
Don't insult my PlayStation 5. Xbox boy. I can delete you right now. I just there, you've gone. You're not on the screen anymore. People can still hear you, but no, you're back. I'll bring you back. I'm just joking.
Should have just faded away.
Yeah, I wish I could. That would be awesome to do. Just fade people out slowly.
Thanos.
Just slowly out, like throughout the whole of the podcast, just like fade everybody out so that at
and
the
you
end
slowly
it's just
zoom
me.
In.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That'd be great. I might just set that up. But who do I fade out first? Yeah, you, Dan. Yeah, you're probably the least useful.
I was pointing up.
Yeah, you're pointing up, not putting your hand up. But yeah, some of the games on this little mini console, I saw a few games listed on Twitter to some of the ones that were...
You say, not even on that link.
I know, it doesn't even say any what games are on there, does it? I mean, does it say...
I've not seen the games.
Yeah, it's unclear exactly what the 36 games will be, though an early list has been spotted.
Under £100 as well.
No, I know. I mean, that's not surprising, really, with everything that's...
That's quite heavy.
He ain't heavy. It's an arcade cabinet. But yeah, I mean, it's tiny, and going from tiny things, you know, the main feature today is we're going to talk about the Xbox and how the Xbox is moving forward with everything. We've got some people in the chat. Obviously, Moonwatcher has been using the random command, playing random sounds into my ears, which has been very entertaining throughout this. And Crazy670 has said hello. Hello.
Hello. Hello there.
And Dan's just played a random sound into my ears as well. You bastard. So Xbox, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to talk about the Xbox now. We did have a podcast to do. We've got a bit of Star Wars now. That's quite a long one, actually. Might have to stop that sound effect.
Excuse me.
Going. I don't know if you can hear it. It's like the full thing. There we go. It's gone.
Stu, you look like you're going deep, Stu. You look like you're going deep.
I went. Which do you want? What? Oh, top right. Top right, Stu.
No, you.
Me. I'm always. I always go deep. Go deep or go home. Deep, that's what home. I say. What's the point? What's the point of only going half cocked?
Or just a little bit in.
You know what I mean? So, right, let's see who we've got in the chat. Actual R has joined the chat. How you doing, my dear? And that was it. That was the only person that's joined the chat. We're about to talk about Xbox, so you've joined us at the right time.
You did, so thank you.
So, Jay, as our resident new guy to the podcast, and obviously we know already that you're intending on buying both the Series X and the PlayStation 5, and you also own a gaming PC. Why are you buying the Series X?
I like to have a decent unit under the TV for gaming. I know PC, obviously, a lot of the games, if not all the games, will be on PC, which I can play at my desk and be quite comfy playing at my desk. But for me, gaming's quite social with my wife. So we'll have a console under the TV in the living room and we'll play stuff together, or we'll watch each other play stuff depending on what games they are. She's more into probably the Sony side. She likes JRPGs and things like that, which Microsoft have always struggled with. You know, they don't have the presence in Japan that Sony have naturally. But with the likes of Game Pass and things like that, it's quite nice to just have a box under your TV. It controls our surround sound, the TV, we get free view through it and all that sort of stuff, and then we can just load into a game and play that. So that's why I'm getting the Xbox and the PS5, really.
I like it. Yeah, I have to admit, Stu, has any of the Xbox stuff out there tempted you at all to dip your toe into the console?
No.
Okay, good chat. Thanks.
I mean, it was a stupid question.
I mean, it was. It was a bit of a rhetorical one as well.
Don't like sitting in front of a TV playing a game. I like exactly when I'm sat here when I'm playing a game. I don't get it. And when I do, I've been on a mate's house playing on a console. I got to sit closer to the TV. I feel uncomfortable sitting in the sofa playing a game. That makes sense.
So, fair enough.
So they have a big 65-inch screen and Stu's pulling the couch just in front of
it. Rearranging everything.
Almost in front of the TV going, yeah, this is just weird being so far away from it.
Are we having a 1v1? Yep, just pick up the other side of the sofa. I'm just going to rearrange your room.
Yeah, 1v1.
I've actually picked up chairs and shoved them along. The other way, Stu, it's like, I'm getting closer. Like, all right, fair enough, yeah. Stu, whatever. I don't see the appeal to under the TV consoles. I just don't see anything. But then I could do whatever I want on my PC. I've got everything I want to play, I guess. There's nothing on a console I've got. I miss that. Or actually, there's a little bit. I got a Switch. which is plugged into my monitors right by ear. So, you know, so if I did want to play like Mario Kart,
yeah,
just put it on because, you know.
Ara said, but backache. Well, the thing is, if you buy a good chair, you won't get backache.
I don't get backache on this chair. Like, at all.
Neither do I, to be fair. Mine's are cheaper.
I don't know if that's blurry or not, but it's a good chair.
Like, today, I've been sat in this chair since 6:30 this morning. I'm still in it now, and I am absolutely fine. It's a good chair. You've got to invest in a good chair.
Yeah, I think that's like, it, isn't it? If you get a good chair, it's not going to work for me. You can.
just while you're putting a bow on you.
I want a chair for Margos.
Yeah. Yeah, horizontal gaming is the number one best reason to play console and TV.
I mean, I've got a good gaming chair. I've got, well, it looks to be the same chair, the Secret Labs Titan for my desk. But I've also got a really comfy sofa.
Yeah, do you know that is the thing? I mean, our sofa is so comfy.
It is comfy,
I mean,
yeah.
Dan can attest to how comfy the sofa is. It's one of those sofas that when you sit on it, it molds. Yeah, it just like gives you a big cut. It's like, oh, come on, stay in.
Yeah.
Dan, what about you? Dan, you going to be consoling or not?
I probably won't, to be fair, because I've just got this gaming PC. But I like the hype leading up to it. And it's always the hype that gets me like thinking, oh, do I want one? And then you look at the bank balance and think, nah, I won't bother this time. And then 6 months down the line, you just really regret it. But I don't know. I can't see myself getting one. I think I'll stay PC now, to be fair.
Oh,
I mean,
very
nice. The good side of the hype is if you're all on PC, Xbox and PC is just one ecosystem now.
Yes.
All that hype with any new games and Game Pass and whatever else they introduce, it benefits everyone, really.
Yeah, and the other thing is as well, though, I can just go around to Stu's house and just...
I mean, you're assuming I'm buying an Xbox. I mean, we haven't got to meet yet.
I'll go to Jay's house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry,
you go to Jay's house. You go to Jay's house. Fine. You can show him your bartending skills.
Don't be jealous.
I'm not jealous. I just can't look at you right now. I'm going to look this way. But yeah, anyway, thanks for asking. But yeah, I've got a picture of you on my wall just there. Do you know what? I'm interested in the lead up to the Series X thing, because I'm more interested in this Lockhart that keeps getting thrown around. Now, I'm never going to buy the full Series X console because I don't need to, because I've got the PS5 will be for PlayStation exclusives and cross like platform games and what have you. Then I've also got my PC, which will run anything I throw at it. So they're my kind of where I'm at in terms of the gaming. Like what you say, Jay, about the social gaming and being on a, like the sofa. That's why I'm after this Lockhart, if it turns out to be, you know, right. Because I think if you can get a Xbox style system that is a dumbed down specifications, but as cheap as they're apparently going to be, you would almost be stupid not to get one, I think, for the...
was the cost coming out about that?
I've seen it for £200. That was one of the prices. Like,
that was
like
the rumour,
really
yeah.
Low. Yeah. Surprisingly low.
Yeah, the rumour is $200.
Yeah. I mean, if you could spend that and get the equivalent of the Xbox One X...
Yeah.
That's
you'd be stupid not to, wouldn't you?
Yeah,
you literally would be stupid. I think even Stu would be stupid not to.
Yeah. Why would I want one?
Because
Stu would only buy it if it was less than £30. Let's face it.
True. And then if he didn't use it for a week, he'd uninstall it.
I'll uninstall it. It would have been.
Right. So let's catch up on the chat whilst we're here. So Ara said she's on a chair from Argos. Sucks to be you. Does Platinum Rider, Bottom Gentleman, members of Thumb Culture as well. Bottom Gentlemen, we have lots of members of Thumb Culture. R is looking forward to the Lockhart as well for the poverty Xbox. And then Platinum has said, Why get an Xbox? It's not going to get any Super Robot Wars games ever anyway. This is true. What's the point in a Gundam deprived platform? It's true.
I mean, Titanfall 3, if that ever comes out, there's some robots for you.
Do you think that will?
Titanfall 2 was wicked.
I'm tempted to get Titanfall 2 on the PC. Apparently, it's got something like 10,000 people playing it right now, isn't it?
Yes.
Since it got released onto Steam.
Crazy.
Yeah, there's a load of influx into it, and the campaign itself is brilliant.
Yes. Yeah, the story on it is brilliant enough just for itself. But yeah. So what are you looking forward to most in terms of the Xbox then, Jay? I'm coming to you because you're the one that's like, yeah, I'm getting it. The other two are like, well.
Yeah.
I've got already got a fridge. Yeah.
I mean,
it's just like consoles.
I know.
Where's your sick bucket, Stu?
Yeah.
Huh?
Where's your sick bucket?
He's Welsh. He sicks out of his bum.
I just chuck out the window, I do.
You just open the window. In a minute, you'll just see him like... Be like one of those scenes from like Guest House.
Oh, no.
Be like a scene from Guest House Paradiso at the end when he's like, you know, when they're vomiting down the corridor. Anyway, as we were talking, see the left side of the screen, this side of the screen, we are pro consoles. The other side of the screen, well, they're irrelevant.
Less so.
I mean, I may as well just... Yeah,
but Stu, it's kind of your fault.
Why? My fault?
Yeah.
Why is it my fault? Because I'm... Why?
Because you took me to EGX and you was like, show me all these really nice PC builds. And you was like, Dan, look at that. You was whispering in my ear saying, buy it. It's only £4,000.
No, I said, bite it.
Oh, bite it. Oh.
Yeah. Bite it. Jesus. No wonder you weren't interested in my advances.
No.
Yeah.
Well, all this time, maybe next year.
I know, maybe next year. Gamescom next year, I'm feeling. Anyway, Gamescom. Jay, what are you looking forward to most with the Xbox?
I think it goes back to almost what Dan was saying. The build-up to the launch of the Xbox will show us what games are going to be there. The fact is, with both consoles, we don't really know what launch looks like.
No.
We don't really know all the services they're both offering, let alone games and things like that. But ultimately, games is what it's about, isn't it?
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to seeing what all these studios that have been acquired are making. Of course, there's an event in about 2 weeks' time, which is their sort of first, arguably second, showing of games for the next gen. You know, guaranteed to be there's Halo Infinite, which is one I'm not personally too bothered about, but I will play. You know, I enjoy those games, but, you know, I can take them or leave them, really. But I'm more interested in seeing more on Hellblade 2, what Rare's up to, what these new studios are up to.
Yeah.
Is the rumour of a Fable game actually going to come to fruition? What does the new Forza look like? Because they're always quite stunning. You know, seeing that running at top spec on a PC will be phenomenal because they tend to be quite visually a powerhouse.
They're usually really well optimized as well, which is great.
So it is the games ultimately that I'm excited for. Getting the console itself is just a way to have it. In a way, it's the best way to play those games is to get the high-end console or have a high-end PC and play it how you want to play it.
Yeah.
For me, it'll be console under the TV playing with my wife, and we'll probably be with both.
What about the games?
Playing everything. I could see Dan smirking.
I know. Yeah. I thought I'd just say what he was thinking. Dan was there.
Yeah,
you said, "Yeah, play with my wife." Dan literally went.
But yeah, that's ultimately the excitement is, you know, what games are going to be there.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's the thing. Like you say, you summed it up pretty well there and said it's all about the games when it comes to these. And I think we touched on that on the Elitist or the Console Wars podcast. We basically, for me, I'm still looking at the Xbox as a secondary system, really, because, you know, it's not going to be as good as the full-fledged thing if I get the Lockhart. let's be honest. It's not going to be, you know, Forza's not going to look as stunning.
No.
But then I've got my PC for that.
Yeah.
You know, and like you say, the new studios as well is where I think there's going to be some really, really good games coming out of these new studios that Microsoft have acquired. And like you say, the event in 2 weeks' time, I can see it just being like an hour of game reveals. I mean, it has to be, really.
They're going to have to kind of do one better than Sony, aren't they, really?
They'll show off other new consoles that they've potentially got in the make.
The Sony event created some hype, didn't it? So let's see it for the Xbox. I mean, to be fair, I'm not seeing it as much this year, but it seems like there's less of a divide in some places. So
you're not looking hard enough then.
Yeah, I'm not seeing it as much though. Just on my feeds, on social media, it's quite peaceful. There's like loads of Jays everywhere buying both.
I think the problem is
being that way.
Yeah, I think the problem with everything is, like Jay said, nobody knows. Nobody knows what launch looks like yet. Nobody knows when launch is going to be. You know, because Microsoft and Sony are so hesitant to play their cards first. We're all sat here thinking, right, that's great. That's great that all of these games are coming out, but when can I play them? That's the thing. I think as soon as you know when, that's when you might start seeing a bit more of the little sort of digs at the different console gamers and stuff like that. And then you'll get Stu over in the top going, oh, well, PCMR with his brown and beige fans.
It's brown PC.
You don't need colours, you just need glowiness.
That's it. Let's catch up on the chat quickly. So we've got a few things behind. Platinum Rider's not a Titanfall game. Titanfall guy. He's more of a tactical JRPG anime mechs kind of guy. He's also said both PC and consoles have their strong points.
That's crazy.
Yeah, basically anything Gundam, and he's on board. Mara said, why pick one when you can have both? Very true, very true. She's also going to buy Dan one when she wins the lottery.
Thanks, Ar.
Apparently there's no decent couch co-op games.
Couch co-op for me?
Define
you
it.
Couch,
you sit on a couch and play with somebody else.
The principle is you can have one machine and play it two-player. Yeah. You know, classic split screen or split screen. You know, something like Diablo where you know both characters are on screen, right. Things like that. A lot of those sorts of games kind of died a death with this generation.
Yeah, as I say, you just basically go online, you just hook up like Discord, chat, you got your chat there, you got your game, each other computer.
Yeah.
It's kind of got rid of that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Local playing, I guess, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It is.
Cool. I thought so.
And then Platinum
is just a console thing.
No, I mean, you can have couch co-op with a PC.
Yeah.
You know, Platinum said, well, they're going to have to do better than they did than the last disaster they did. Can't remember what that was about. Magkid has said, let's be honest, when it comes to looking at consoles, when you own a gaming PC, it's difficult to justify from a general consumer standpoint. I think the Xbox still has a ways to go in order to get mindshare back, as the PS5 reveal was very strong. I agree. I'm fortunate enough, the fact that I went from having a console to then building a gaming PC. So I've got that kind of... I still have my console roots. Although if I can convince a few other of my friends to get gaming PCs, then, you know, there is the potential that I will be moving that way. And then you've got some other chat going on through the chat. R likes to play games with her kid, and the lack of couch co-op is frustrating sometimes. Yeah, I mean, obviously the Lego games are one of the standout couch co-op games.
Yeah, and they're not bad either.
They are very good. I do enjoy a Lego game.
Yeah, and I think that's where the Switch has taken over on it, for couch co-op.
Yes.
If you want couch co-op, get a Switch.
Yeah. It's not a Switch Lite, though. Switch Lite's not conducive for couch co-op.
No. No.
Well, it is and it isn't, because obviously the nature of the Switch being portable, if there's a group of you that have them, it's quite easy to just buy one.
Yeah, I see what I mean.
You can connect Joy-Cons to the light as well, though.
You can, but you can't put it on the TV screen or something.
No.
I mean, you could tape it onto the screen.
You could, couldn't you?
Get one of those magnifying glasses that Sega's selling.
Yeah, it's true, actually. That's not a bad idea. Platinum Rider said the whole AC Valhalla debacle, they promised gameplay and it was just a glorified trailer. Yeah, that was a bit
crappy. Well, if you look on Reddit, Platinum Rider, there's some leaked footage of the gameplay, quite a lot of it as well.
About half an hour of it, isn't it?
Yeah, there's a lot of footage.
Is that Animal Crossing, Walhalla?
Yes.
Yeah, Animal Crossing, Walhalla.
Odin will come to their island.
Yeah. Mad Kid has said, was a console gamer for over 20 years, and I'm a greedy shit who owns it all now, including a PC. And it's now where I do my majority of my gaming. I think that's it. I think it's always good to cover all your bases, which is why I've got a gaming PC as opposed to an Xbox. And then R has actually said a very good point there. A Way Out has to be the best couch co-op I've ever played. Yeah, A Way Out is phenomenal. I thoroughly enjoyed that. I played through it last year for the charity weekend. I think it was last year. Although I didn't play that with my kid. Probably a good thing.
Do you know what? I think the best couch co-op, I mean, this is probably for another podcast, but I really enjoyed that game we played at EGX.
Which one? Cake Bash or Fogs?
No, not Cake Bash or Fogs. I mean, they were amazing titles, but it was the game on the left when you first went in.
Oh,
The Game of Life, no.
Yeah, the similar one.
There was Game of Life, which was really good, but then there was the one where...
Oh, it was the one where you were different animals and you had to do a bank heist.
Yeah, the bank heist game. Yeah, that was class, right. That game.
Different
so
animal.
You can't remember the name.
Yeah.
Bank heist.
It was in like Alpha. Was
game.
Yeah.
Put them up.
It was. Put them up. That's the one.
It's amazing what happens when you Google different animals bank heist game. Literally the first thing.
Is it overcooked for bank heists?
Basically, yeah.
It was really enjoyable, was that? Yeah. And I can see that being a really good
and a little
couch co-op game.
Mixed in, wasn't it, a little bit?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a good. It was a good time. Good time. I'm still waiting for that racing game to come out that we played. That I can't remember the name of the game.
Like the micro machine.
Yeah, the top down one.
Yeah, the top down isometric, first person, third person one. I don't bloody know. I honestly haven't got a clue. I've lost all kind of consciousness. But yeah, so game you're most looking forward to on the Xbox then, Jay?
Well, we don't know any yet.
I was going to say, obviously, we don't know any, but, you know.
To be honest, I absolutely loved the first Hellblade. So the second one, which I doubt will be this year. It probably won't even be next year. But when that's around, I'll be quite excited because the first Hellblade is very good. Very, very good.
Yeah, it's a game that I still need to play through. I've played some of it, but yeah, I need to play more of it. But again, it's time.
Yeah,
you know, time is a factor, unfortunately, and these current crazy times. Time for ironically, since they're all spending more time at home, time seems to be harder to come by.
Yeah,
who knew? So Platinum Rider has said, you know, if that Xbox thing has a release date for Lego Star Wars Skywalker Saga, it'll be doing at least something good. Yeah, that's true. Honestly, if anybody ever finds out the release date for that Lego Skywalker Saga, please let Platinum know. I can't wait. I basically fooled him the other week and said that a release date, and he was like, really? And I was like, no, not really.
Insider info. Really? No.
No, yeah. Oh, yeah, I've got an email from them today. Did you? No, no. R is halfway through playing Hellblade. First one, and apparently she shits herself way too many times. Well,
it's a risk you have to take.
It is, but you should also keep an eye on social media and the Discord for the announcement of when my Alien Isolation VR stream is going to be. Because stupid me, downloaded the VR mod for Alien Isolation. I don't know why. I don't like Alien Isolation. It scares me. I don't do well in high anxiety situations, and I'm going to stick a VR headset on and do it all over again. So yeah, obviously I won't be having my webcam broadcast for that stream, because it will literally end up me being crouched in a corner crying to myself.
And you're not streaming that bit?
Well, no, that's not being shown. The gameplay will be.
I think you need dual cams.
Dual cams? Where would the second? I can't do dual cams. I gave it to you.
I'll come over.
Yeah. I hope you're not prone to arrhythmia. Yeah, I don't think I am. I mean, that's one way to find out, though, right?
Christ, imagine that. Going to your doctors and like, yeah, I think I've got arrhythmia. Right, let's crack out the VR headset. There's Resident Evil.
Oh, God, no. I'm so glad that is a PlayStation VR exclusive. It's not PC VR, is it?
No. But the game is on PC.
Yeah, the game is on PC, but not VR. Honestly, you think you can't handle scary games. Do you remember on the original Black Ops Zombies, the moon map? And they first introduced the crawling zombies that used to crawl on the ceilings. Ask Neo Nath in the Discord. Message him now. Tag him. Ask him how I react to those zombies on that game. And he will inform you of how much of a little wimp I am when it comes to video games. Films, not a problem. I can watch any scary film. When I get scared, it kind of presents itself as anger. Hunt is an amazing game. Do you know what? I actually...
It's such a good game, but I need when to, I first saw that spider, I was expecting the game to be like a Western game. I didn't know anything about it. So I just literally walked in this building. There's this huge spider just crawling around. And then Carl closed the door. So
I was going to say, yeah, we shut the door on you.
Genuinely shite myself.
Jump scares. Yeah, jump scares I'm not too bad on. So I, as a little aside, and obviously we're coming to the end of the podcast because we are running slightly over, but I have these Drown Audio headphones to try. I don't know if you can see that because it's blurring it out. There you go. See a bit of my face. And what these are is I tried to port a prototype set of these before. What they are is they're a set of earphones that... they channel the sound effects straight into your inner ear, like into the bones of your ear, that kind of give you the perception of space and distance and things like that. And so on, like you were saying about Hunt, Dan, you know when the flies are buzzing around your headset and stuff like that?
Yeah, yeah.
When you've got these on, the sound, like the acoustic wavelengths kind of trigger those bones, so it actually feels like the flies are like actually around your ears. I was literally when I tried the prototypes of these, it was literally a case of it goes and I was like, and so obviously I'll probably end up using these on Alien Isolation because I'm an insane mofo.
I did actually see something on Reddit that somebody used those headphones. They turn up too loud and they got tinnitus. Is it tinnitus?
Yeah.
Tinnitus. Yeah. And they didn't go to the doctors and they've got it permanently.
Loud.
Because they were like, oh, it's not loud enough. Oh, it's not loud enough. And they did it too loud and they messed their ears up.
Yeah. I mean, that is a thing that could happen with any headphones, though, to be fair.
It can happen in any headphones, yeah. It was just like, oh, wow, that's scary. You know, when you see someone like that.
I think the thing is, though, these ones, because they are channeling it straight into your inner ears, it doesn't need to be up that high.
Yeah, I think the guy was just a clown, probably.
Probably. I mean, he's on Reddit, so it must be.
Exactly.
I bet he plays Ezio as well.
Yeah, I bet he does. I bet he's a mage.
I bet he's not a fan of voice actors.
No.
And I bet he's got a hot dog.
Yeah.
Cold pretzel.
Hey, leave pretzel alone, all right? Pretzel's always there for me. But I think that kind of brings us to the end, to be fair.
Yeah.
An hour and 10 minutes in. So, as always, this has been a TC Talks podcast. You can catch it back if you're listening to this on Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Music, any of the podcasting locations. Thank you very much for listening. If you've watched this evening, thank you very much for hanging out with us in the chat, joining in with your comments and stuff like that. We always like to make sure that people in the chat are involved. And you'll be able to hear your responses as well if you want to listen to this back. Also, hit a follow if you're on Spotify. Search us out. We are on there. And there it is. There's our podcast links.
There you go. I thought Liz, literally, this is like the master list of like the top places we're at, because I had to put it down a little bit because the list was just so big. But yeah, they're the top places we're at the moment.
Yeah.
Loads of stuff.
So find out where we are. We're on pretty much everywhere, I think, when it gets put live.
And if we're not, I will be surprised and I will put us on there.
Yeah. We like to cover all bases. But no, thank you very much for joining us this evening. We do enjoy what we do at Thumb Culture. We are a game review website, but we also obviously do all of the streaming stuff. Everything that we earn through revenue-wise for streaming goes to charity as well. So keep an eye out for our announcements for our charity stream weekend. Which is coming in.
That might have to be my stream debut, maybe, as well.
Debut,
yeah.
I mean, you're assuming I'm going to ask you to do a session?
Well, even if you don't, I'm just going to do it.
You're just going to hijack it. It's all just going to go fuzzy.
You
see that door behind you? I'm just going to knock his back doors in and then just take him out and then sit his desk.
Yeah. Climbing through his window. You know, that's one way. But no, that'll be in October time. And we'll probably keep the same way. So yeah, I'm hoping that this year we can populate the whole weekend with team members. I think keeping it in-house will be much easier for me to manage. It does R as well. Yeah, it does mean something entirely different from where I'm from as well.
Yeah, same as the valleys.
Ooh. Yeah, I mean, you usually bring sheep into the equation, but
some other farm animals too.
Yeah, he's not picky. All eggs, all eggs, and make noises. It's fine.
Sometimes two, sometimes none.
Sometimes none.
That's the bottle of ketchup.
Wow.
Or is that the pretzel?
That's a pretzel.
Oh no. And on that bombshell, that's a VR experience no one needs. Very true. Yeah. Very, very true. But yeah, thank you very much for joining us.
Trick is the pretzel.
Oh, fucking hell. This is definitely not a for kids podcast. No. We are no longer sponsored by Tomy. Or Tommy Tippy.
Yeah.
Nice red dildo you've got there. I completely lost my train of thought then. Completely. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for watching. We wouldn't do this if it wasn't well received, and generally we get some good feedback with this. If you listen to this on the podcast and you can think of a different subject for us to cover in the next podcast, let us know on social media. We are at thumb_culture on Twitter and most of the places. But find us there. You'll find all of our social links and links to the website and things like that there. If you're rewatching this on the VODs, scroll down. We've got some links down there as well. Drop us a follow, drop us a like, drop us a comment. We're a very, very friendly bunch, apart from him. I've just pointed at, the Welsh one. Especially if you've got no legs, avoid him.
Avoid me.
The people on the left-hand side of your screen as you look in are the friendly bunch. The other side, I mean, 50-50. I'll let them decide. But anyway, guys, thank you for joining us tonight. And thank you for chatting to us. And if you do want to follow up in our Discord, there's our Discord again. Let's see, what other buttons have I got? I've even got our Twitter. Look at that. Look at that. And Dan just threw out a random sound as well.
What did we get?
I was a diddly diddly dee. Pretty good. But all it leaves is for me to say thank you for listening, thank you for watching, and thank you for taking the time out of your daily schedule to listen to us. So it's goodbye from me.
Goodbye from me.
Go on, Jay.
Okay, goodbye from me then.
Yeah.
Goodbye from me.
Take it easy, guys. Take care.